continual and off-site. Finally, a better way to back up. Online for as little as $229 a year. Try it free today at Carbonite.com. Use offer code FINALLY and get 2 bonus months with purchase. Carbonite.com. Offer code FINALLY.
Welcome to the Regulation Rodeo, where Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit energyformissourijobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job, paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
How do you make car care simple? Put all the experts you need under one roof. That's how Midas works. Whether it's oil changes, brakes, alignments, or advanced engine diagnostics, the choice is simple. Drive all over town or head to Midas, where you'll find technicians trained on state-of-the-art equipment, all in one convenient location. How's that for making car care simple? Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Visit us at Midas.com.
You focus on your business, U.S. Cellular will handle the wireless. Get on the network with the highest satisfaction of any national carrier and be the happiest customers in wireless.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of...
That's what I meant to do today. Well, as I pick chunks of things out of my teeth because of...
What were you doing?
Well, you know what I was doing. We had a guest a while ago. We'll talk about it in a minute. She brought us something really good to eat.
I almost sounded dirty.
Welcome to the October 11th... Oh, you know what today is?
What?
10-11.
10-11-11.
AD. Okay, we're finished. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're brought to you by Schaefer.
Hey!
Schaefer Auto Body Center, 7 locations. Here's who we are. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor on a regular basis...
Fire them!
Yes, fire them. And then call Mark and Jason because they talk to their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to...
MarkandJason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Tina Dalpiez would like to say hello and say hi to your friend Jean. Is that her name?
That's her name. Hi, but, Jean.
And she is going to be your roommate in the Dominican Republic, is that right?
That's correct.
And Jean brought in some salsa, homemade salsa. I know this sounds like maybe an exaggerated statement, but it's not. It may be the best salsa I've ever tasted in my life. And I'm not really a big salsa guy, but this is fantastic. Jean, I will be thanking you personally in the Dominican Republic.
Tina, boy.
Say hi to everybody, Tina.
Hi, everybody.
I hate it when women laugh if I offer sexual services and they laugh.
They're supposed to go, ooh.
Ooh, that sounds hot.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what I get.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Going to do what?
Yeah. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody, and thanks, Gene.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horse is fine, Dan.
Put some what on it?
Jeez.
No, it would ruin it. It needs nothing. Gene's salsa does not need that. He thinks that you put
everything
cheese
has
in
to have. Right.
No, it's perfect. I love it just the way it is.
Just the way you are.
And how about Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yo. She needs a name.
I think she was
salsa.
Going with Mama Juana.
Like that. Mama Juana. You know another good name? Henry's Human Salsa.
Yeah.
But then you have to
You're
put...
making fun of me.
No, the mama.
Then you have to put, does not contain humans.
That's good. It's really very good. And she had a good point. She, you know, she would like to market it. And we got to thinking about that. You know, we're just like most other people. We don't have a clue how to... You get an idea. And like Paul Newman, okay, he's rich. So when he did his thing, all he's got to do is pick up the phone and go, hey, this is Paul Newman. I have some salad dressing. Yes, sir, Mr. Newman. How can we help you? She needs to figure out how to get this on the shelves.
She could look into doing first like the craft fair circuit or you know, things like that where a bunch of booths or a farmer's
like where they
market
sell jellies and stuff.
Yeah, you could just set up your stand and have it all
the first place I'd go, Cracker Barrel. Sell it at Cracker Barrel. I'm serious. They're all over the country.
Yeah. Their general store?
Yeah, their general store. It's good. Thank you, Gene. We're brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers, and then we'll be joined by Bill Cleveland, and then we'll have some stuff, and then we'll have a joke. Schaefer, yesterday on the way home, not a big deer, little deer, didn't hit it, but could have, and it was like a Bambi-sized deer.
Oh.
See? There it is. Women always do that.
You said deer first, and it was nothing, and then you said a little
Bambi deer. Oh. That noise they make. And it just was a reminder to me that we are literally a couple of weeks away from the worst time of year for deer strikes, November. That's their rutting season. That's a nice way of saying the F word. They're going
rutting?
Out. They're going to chasing each other so they can, the bucks can do the does.
Doesn't rutting include when they smack the horns together, though, too?
No, that's
something
else.
I think it's just doing it.
That's something else. The rutting season means, let's get it going. And then they chase each other. So if you see one run across in front of you, of your vehicle, then slow down because there's another one right behind it, or maybe three or four. There's never just one. I've destroyed four vehicles. My son has destroyed two. My wife has never hit a deer. So of course, she tries to act like it's something I do.
She carries that like a badge of honor.
Yeah. Well, at least I've never hit a deer.
Yeah.
You can't make a deer run in front of your car. I don't have... I don't smear deer vagina scent on my grill of my car to attract the bucks.
So deer are really actually very social, just
I
like
use
in
that
song
a
where the deer and
a
the
cologne.
Antelope play. Yeah,
because
yeah.
they always hang out with more than.
That's right.
Okay.
I don't know why it is that she hasn't had a deer run in front of her. She tries to claim too. She's more alert.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She watches out.
Better reflexes.
I don't pay attention. Well, maybe I don't pay attention because my mind is cluttered with trying to figure out how to pay the shoe bills. Let's not get started. Schaefer, if it happens, if that or anything, back into a pole, somebody hits you in the parking lot, you're in a fender bender, whatever. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, 7 locations. I don't think you will ever show me body work done by anybody better than the body work Schaefer does. You get it back, you try to figure out exactly where they did it. Where did they start and where did they stop? Can't do it. Can't do it in moonlight, sunlight, daylight, parking lot light. You can't do it. And they know. I actually had Steve Schaefer tell me one time, if in any light, any kind of light, fluorescent, incandescent, mercury, moonlight, daylight, if you can tell a difference, then we need to redo it and we didn't do our job. I've never had that happen. Perfection. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Centers. Centers.
That's quick.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay. Bill, it's too bad you're not in here with us to enjoy this wonderful salsa.
Oh, that does sound good. My dad calls it salsa, by the way.
Well, that's okay. My family called them Vienna sausages when I grew up, for Vienna sausages. But it's really good, and wish you were here.
All right. Well, Kim Kardashian's wedding was shown on TV last night, and who cares?
And who cares? No kidding.
Speaking of weddings, Paul McCartney, you know about this, married New York heiress Nancy Chevelle in London on Sunday. was a pretty mellow affair, unlike his last wedding reception where the bride drank like she had a hollow leg.
Yeah. Wow. Good one. Hey, where does this
I
woman's...
I think we're completely out of leg jokes, by the
where
way.
Where does this woman's money come from, his new wife? She's really...
You know what? I don't know.
Well, you know that Chevelle, that car. Her name is Chevelle.
No, it's not.
Chevy Chevelle. That's it.
That's the show. Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to keep going?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh.
Okay, sure. Let's see here. Nancy Grace continues to make things weird on Dancing with the Stars. Last night, she apparently combed her partner's chest hair. No, I'm sorry. That was Rosie O'Donnell's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
And finally, this afternoon.
Good one. Has Nancy cut one again?
Yeah.
Has she cut another one yet?
Probably silent ones now. She goes, I better sneak these
out. Well,
sorry, Bill. Go ahead.
You know, you're really ruining my segment.
Yeah,
starting musically, talking over me.
Timing is everything.
I don't know.
Good grief. Sesame Street is going to introduce a new character called the Hungry Muppet. And of course, they only went with the name Hungry Muppet because John Hadley was already taken.
Whoa! Whoa, I wouldn't have said that.
That's right, dude. I remember.
The Bill Clemmons Show is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Right.
I think he liked the way you messed up his report.
Yeah, way to go, Ian.
Yeah, way to go.
Usually he does a good enough job by himself.
Oh.
Just kidding, Bill. I love you.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're his friend.
I for 8 months or so, I've been getting somebody else's Sprint cell phone bill. It comes to me, my house. And I talked to the post office about it, and three times we've actually taken it in the post office. We're not Guadalupe Rios. That's the guy's name. And the bill is in Spanish. And I barely know enough Spanish that I can tell it's a notice that they're going to cut off the guy's cell phone service. Now, this has been going on for months. So I called Sprint today, and I've tried this before, but I called today, and I get customer service, and I said, I'm getting a bill that shouldn't be coming to me. She says, what is your cell phone, your Sprint cell phone number? I said, I don't have a Sprint cell phone. Then why are you getting a bill? I said, it's not, because it's not me. It's somebody else. She says, well, why would you be getting someone? I said, that's what I want to know. It keeps coming to me. And this man is Spanish. His name is Guadalupe Rios, and the bill is in Spanish. And I can tell it's a, you know, last notice, we're going to cut off your service thing. Could you please, in your system, change this, take my address off here? She says, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I can't do anything about it. And I said, why? She says, because someone's cellular account is confidential information. And I cannot be revealing any confidential information about this man. I said, I don't want any information. I just want the address to not be mine. She says, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I would need security information and that you cannot provide, and this request has to come from Mr. Rios. I said, okay, then I'll just do what I've done for the last 8 months and throw it away, and he can continue to wonder why he's not getting his bill. She said, that's what I would do. Just throw it away. So I threw it away. You know what? This, and I get it. I get not wanting, and I would appreciate it if they didn't give my information away. But you'd think this is simple. It's just, I don't need his social security number. I just don't send his bill to me. That was it.
Sure thing, Guadalupe. I mean, Frank.
They would.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't have Sprint.
The second cell phone deal. What's
the... one of the many people that I don't care to watch on TV is the star Jones, and she is part of a Today Show. Sometimes they bring this panel of three people out. It's Star Jones, some other chick, and some guy. And today they were talking about Henry is Kane. Is that his name? Henry
yes.
Kane. Yeah, and he said something about basically we got to stop using the race thing is a reason for why we don't succeed. And, you know, I thought what he said made sense, but I'm not black, so I can't really comment.
Is it Herman Cain?
Herman Cain. That's it. Not Henry. It's Herman Cain. Thank you. So one of the people on the panel said, well, there's no doubt that the black population has a disproportionate share of people who are unemployed, less educated, and on and on and on. But you can't just continue to say, well, you can't expect us to do better because education is free. And they made some good points. And then Star Jones says, because one of the panel members said, you know, one of the problems in the black community is the absentee dad. The problem with black dads abandoning their kids. And they just leave these black women to raise children alone as single women. You know what Star Jones says? Star Jones says, well, one of the reasons I think for that is that during slavery, families were separated.
What?
What?
We're in the
2000s. What? During slavery, they were separated. We don't have slavery.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
And everybody just kind of looked confused at that. There's a story yesterday about a guy who was arrested. He hit a Washington, D.C. police officer with his shoe. He threw a shoe and he hits a cop. And then when they arrest him, he tells the cop he didn't mean to hit the cop. He meant to throw his shoe at the White House.
Oh.
Now, if you've ever been to Pennsylvania Avenue, you can't hit the White House with a shoe. And even if you did, that'll show them. We better change some of our policies. A shoe hit the White House. Brother. There's a commercial for... Do you know what Ensure is?
Yes.
Ensure is, I think, a drink for mainly older people, and it's supposed to, I don't know, regulate you or give you energy or something. So there's a commercial, and it's a bunch of cartoon vegetables, and they're talking. And one of the, in the bottle of Ensure is talking to celery and carrots and stuff, and the bottle is saying, you know, I've got Revigor. And on the bottle it says, now with Revigor. And the bottle's saying, I've got Revigor. And one of the vegetables says, hey, what's Revigor? And the bottle says, it's the amino acid metabolite HMB.
Oh.
Whoa.
Did that.
And then they all went, whoa. And that's when I thought, okay.
Now I get it.
Now I'm going to drink it.
The vegetable got it that asked the question?
It is the amino acid metabolite HMB. Well, thank you for that information. You know, this is like the women's products that they advertise on TV when they'll do a shampoo and they'll go, now with Hydralan. Hydralan Plus.
Well, that's good. That's good stuff.
It's just a made-up name for nothing. We have a TV commercial running now, too. And here's the exact line in the TV commercial. Medicare is one of the great things about turning 65. I'd like to see the list of the other great things. If Medicare is one of the great things about turning 65. Really? What are the others? I don't think that's a very big list. Do you?
Uh-uh.
Great things about turning 65.
Unless you have a good
Social
retirement.
Social Security.
Yeah, retirement isn't.
Okay, that's two or three. That's not a big list. Now, this is interesting to me. We talk about Thompson Price, been an advertiser for a long time on this show. And I just realized this again yesterday. We have a master bedroom and a master bathroom that was added to our house about 16 years ago. And I told these guys this off the air. There are two separate sinks and mirrors. If I had it to do over, there'd be two separate bathrooms. I don't like sharing a bathroom. I don't with my wife. I just don't.
You have two toilets?
No, there's one, but it's got it's private little close the door thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
so, has anybody ever
what
washing? You know, they're washing your face or somebody while somebody else is in the
Because the door is closed.
And they're dropping the kids.
It's like a closet. It's like a closet.
Sound dampener and everything.
We have a TV in there. You turn it up. You know. but she has a sink and a mirror, and I have a sink and a mirror. And on both sides of the mirror are vertical fluorescent tubes in a fixture. You know, they're just not exposed tubes. They've got a thing over them, and they're encased. Do you know that these four tubes, one on each side of two mirrors, have been in there for 16 years, and we've never replaced a fluorescent tube? And they don't flicker. You know, when you turn them on, fluorescent tubes, they start to get all the... These things, boom, they pop on. 16 years. But I have a better one. Over our fireplace, there's stone. There's a stone wall. And at the top, there are track lights with floodlights that light the stone. They shine on the stone. Now, we have kept those lights on dim constantly, continuously, and have never replaced. There are six of these floodlights. We have never replaced one of them in 25 years.
Wow.
Now, that's unbelievable. Yeah. But it's because they're always on dim.
And you're not turning them on and off, or the
right.
filament might.
Right. There's no stress on it, so we'll see how long we can keep that record going. And let me just see if there's anything else we have to get. Oh, you know, I think this is important to mention this. Listen carefully, ladies, if you're married. This is so important. Please pay attention. It's a story about a couple, and he has Peyronie's disease. Peyronie's disease is when your wiener is crooked, and it also can have lumps in it.
Lumps?
Yeah. Now, Andrew was diagnosed with this in 2007, and it says his wiener has a curve in it, and it's got some lumps. And she says it's too painful. She doesn't enjoy lovemaking anymore. So she lets him hire escorts. And let me read you one of the things she says. She says, "We've worked through some difficult times, meaning getting used to him sleeping with other women. But," she says, "I actually believe that now our marriage is stronger for it."
All right, guy, have Peyronie's.
Yeah, I think I do, too.
Yeah.
She says, "I know that Andrew has sexual urges, and I want to keep him happy."
What?
Yeah.
Wow. This is a wife?
Yes, wife.
That's weird.
So she lets escorts fulfill the needs she cannot bring herself to meet.
Wow. What does she do?
She has lumps in his hands and feet, and now lumps on his wiener, in addition to it being crooked.
Yeah.
He's diagnosed with two things: leather hose and Peyronie's disease.
Leather hose?
A leather hose?
No. Lederhose. Leather hose. It's a condition.
Sounds like German.
Yeah, lederhose.
He has lederhose.
He says, "I miss having sex with my wife, but she doesn't seem to care if I have these escorts." So I'm getting the impression he just doesn't. And he says, and she says, of course, you know, marriage is much more than just sex. Well, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
It's not that big deal. Yeah. Ladies, get in here, please.
So many other fun things
that's
to do.
Nice. Yeah.
Talk.
That sex thing.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything,
does it? Talk for hours and
watch
hours.
Watch TV.
That
hours.
Sex thing is just a release of tension for us. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Watch her do the dishes.
That's right. Yeah. You have a little boy, he's fishing with his uncle, and they're out in the boat, and the little boy says, "Uncle Bill, how does this boat float? I mean, you're a man, and I'm getting to be a big boy, and we got our tackle in here, and it's not a big... How does it float? How does it not sink? What makes it float?" And his uncle said, "I don't know." So they go back to fishing, and the kid looks at his uncle and says, "Uncle Bill, how do fish breathe underwater? How can that be? Underwater breathing?" And Uncle Bill says, "I don't know." I keep fishing. The kid says, "Uncle Bill, the sky is so blue. What makes it blue? There's not any blue light shining on it. At night it's black, and it could be green. It could be... Why is it blue?" He says, "I don't know." So a few minutes later, he says, "Uncle Bill, I hope I'm not bothering you. I hope you don't mind if I ask you a bunch of questions." He says, "Hey, no, let me tell you something, Timmy. If you don't ask questions, you're never going to learn anything."
Traffic is sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine Airborne Traffic. How's it going, Leatherhose Man?
I'm still cracking up by you going to leather hose. Oh, man, let's see here. What do we have? Westbound 4064. That is running slow from Kings Highway through McCausland. You're going to find some slow pockets from 270 all the way out through the Boone Bridge. It's not solid, but there are some areas that you're going to have stop-and-go traffic. We've got a crash now on northbound 170 north of Page that has a lane blocked. Westbound 70, that's heavy from Cave Springs through T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 5570 downtown here. We are slow on the Illinois side from the Route 3 overpass through 64. Eastbound 64, heavy from the merge through Ball. Eastbound 70, some stop-and-go traffic from O'Fallon Park through 10th Street. And eastbound 4064, that's slow from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Regions Bank. Buying a car, Regions gives you great loan rates, quick answers, and more financial control. Call 1-888-INASNAP or visit your local Regions branch. Subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. With your Golden Oak Lending Airport traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila and the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, baby at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. So I was scheduled for surgery recently. Fortunately, nothing life-threatening. Unfortunately, not cosmetic. I went to the offices for pre-surgery screening, and I met three of the greatest nurses. One was taking my blood, EKG, etc., and one was talking anesthesia, and one was taking my medical history and asking me about my lifestyle. As I tried to answer these questions as honestly as possible, they all began cracking up and chiming in. And we had such a great time talking about getting older, relationships, things that make us feel better. I felt such a connection with these girls, and I knew I was in great hands. And now I'm curious. So I raise my hand and I say, who drives a Honda? And one said, I have a CRV. Another one said, I drive an Accord. So there you have it. Two out of three angels drive a Honda. You meet the nicest people in a Honda. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
Every time you pull up to your home, you notice it. Your neighbors notice it too. Your paint is chipping, peeling, fading. So you're going to paint your house yourself? I don't think so. You're going to pay someone else every few years to paint? That makes no sense. The solution? RhinoShield. A revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with RhinoShield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think. 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't vinyl. Go RhinoShield. Never paint your house again. RhinoShield.
RhinoShield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO. Or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
Addiction. It can ruin a family, and frequent relapses can be absolutely devastating. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for my friends at Assisted Recovery Centers of America. ARCA owner Percy Menzies gave up a lucrative professional career to follow his life's calling. Why? Because he knew he could change and, in some cases, save lives of people addicted to drugs and alcohol. ARCA has two St. Louis area locations, one in South City and the other one in West County. Learn how they combine non-addictive anti-craving medications with customized outpatient counseling to achieve amazing results. ARCA allows patients to become engaged in their recovery without ruining their personal or professional lives. Help your friend or your family member now by calling ARCA Recovery Centers of St. Louis at 314-645-6840. You can help save a life by calling ARCA at 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com. They need help. You know where to find it. ArcaMidwest.com.
Commerce Bank has helped businesses grow through the toughest economies in our history. So we know opportunities don't really disappear. They just change. Think about it. Interest rates are now at historic lows. Real estate's become a buyer's market, and equipment prices are deeply discounted, making this a smart time for your company to build, expand, upgrade your operation, or even buy out a competitor to increase market share. But capitalizing on opportunities takes capital. That's where commerce comes in. Our financial strength and stability means we have money to lend, even when others may not. So commerce can now help you take advantage of low interest rates, low-fee loan programs, and other financial products and services to help your company cut costs, increase revenues, and run smarter and stronger. Opportunity is out there. And here at Commerce Bank. Member FDIC.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Every spring, I start a new business. But my overhead could wash away any time. Real pests bug me to no end. And my ears could be chewed off while I sleep. But I have security thanks to Burris Hybrids and 100% free replant for corn and PowerShield treated soybeans. At Burris, trust means doing the little things right. Call 877-4-BUR-RUS.
Once again, it's that great time of the year, Cookies Barbecue time. Whether you're heading out for a game, picnic, or cookout, it's time to stock up on Cookies' mouthwatering sauces and seasonings, including sweet hickory, western style, country blend, or original. If the weather isn't hot enough for you outside, spice up your insides with Cookies' Wings and Things hot sauce, Cookies' premium salsa, or flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning. So, try Cookies' award-winning line of sauces and seasonings.
Cookies is the one.
Enjoy the outdoors and bring out the cookies.
For years and years and years, we had that traveling man, Ricky Nelson, and we switched, boom, like it was meant to be. Like it was always the theme. And it is the theme music for Mike Evans. He is in Southern California. And he wants to fill you in on the latest Hollywood gossip and chit-chat and news. And he is brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Go to this website, thompsonprice.com. You'll get just a tiny, tiny sample of the kind of work they do and the information, and that's going to make you want to go to the showroom or call them. And my guess is if you just let them tell you and show you what they can do, you're going to end up with a spectacular Thompson Price kitchen or bathroom or home entertainment room. ThompsonPrice.com. Here he is, Mike Evans.
Hi, Ian.
How you doing?
Doing good. You keep getting later. What the hell's going on there?
Well, we're chock full of information and entertainment.
I've got two glasses waiting for you.
Well, that's why we why we held off. We wanted
probably
you to,
so.
We wanted you to be ready.
Hi, Nan.
Yeah.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the very unlikely woman that Steve Jobs very quietly dated years ago. Cher, Michelle Pfeiffer, ooh. Sally Fields.
All cuties.
Wow.
Joan Baez. Answer in just a minute. Here's the latest on Dr. Conrad Murray. The prosecutor showed a shocking picture of Michael's dead body today that I believe had to be done just to inflame the jury. One big contradiction is that Murray's testimony via the police interview. He said he had no idea that Michael was on any other drugs. Hello? There were 16 prescription bottles in Michael's bedroom where you were sitting. How could he not know that? Come on now. Also, the first ambulance responder did not recognize Michael Jackson. Asked Dr. Conrad Murray if Michael was a hospice patient.
Wow.
The autopsy doctor testified that Michael was in great shape. Somebody's wrong. Obviously, somebody's very wrong.
Yeah.
Movie news. Just for the record, here are the top five all-time grossing films. Number five, Lord of the Rings, The King. $1.1 billion. Number four, Transformer. Moon, $1.9 billion. Number three, Harry Potter Hollow. That would be part two, $1.3 billion. Number two all-time grossing film, Titanic, $1.8 billion. And now, with the number one all-time grossing film, Frank O'Pinion.
Boy,
I go with...
I don't have a clue.
Avatar.
It is Avatar, $2.7 billion. A lot of buh. Sports, shorts. What kind of jerk is this boxer Floyd Mayweather? Well, let me explain. Among other things, he is facing a trial of assaulting an 80-year-old man in a parking lot. Oh, and he has multiple tickets for parking in handicapped parking spaces. He says that he doesn't care how much a fine is. He has plenty of money. He likes to park close to where he's going, period. Nice guy, huh?
Well, he's got a point. If you have a lot of money and you want to pay the fines, then do it.
What about the people that are crippled? Do you ever think about them, Frank O'Pinion?
You know, Frank, I'm Frank. I'm sorry.
You've been drinking the wine?
I'm not even drinking. Yeah, forget it. Now it's lost. Go ahead.
Because the San Diego Chargers have a 35-year-old stadium and they can't sell out their home games. Boy, there's been a lot of talk here in Los Angeles. The San Diego Chargers were moving to Los Angeles. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Now that Al Davis has died, all that has changed. The Raiders are moving back to Los Angeles.
They are.
7 items in 70 seconds. Paris Jackson, who's a beautiful girl,
yeah,
may be doing a television campaign for Feed the Children charities. And she also sang at Michael's tribute. Did you know that Michael Jackson's tribute concert in Wales last weekend lasted over 6 hours? Six-hour concert.
I didn't even know there was a tribute concert.
You need to keep up with the time. Well, that's why you have me, homie.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Douglas' son, Cameron Douglas, is doing time for drugs in prison. 5 year. But he also ratted out some drug dealers. And the scoop is, he is handing out thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for protection in prison.
I bet he is.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, really. Demi Moore?
Mm-hmm.
Saw a divorce attorney over the weekend, but they're still trying to work it out. I hear the Black Eyed Peas are breaking up.
That's what I heard, too.
I heard they're breaking up, and it's going to happen rather soon, before Christmas. Rihanna.
Yeah.
Her concerts in Europe are getting really bad reviews, but I hear that her record sales are through the roof. I saw the Rosie O'Donnell show yesterday.
Please tell us about it, because I'm not going to watch it.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Good.
You know what? The LA Times liked it. I couldn't even watch it. And then she had, for 40 minutes, she had Russell Brand on. Oh! It was brutal. It was beyond brutal. Then Oprah came out. They were all crying and hugging each other. Oh, made me want to stink.
Yeah. Hey, Russell Brand was big before he married Katy Perry, right?
He's not big now, as far as
I know. No, I know, but he was popular or whatever the heck it is, because I don't get him at all.
He's supposed to be a comedian. I've never heard him say one funny thing.
I agree. Totally agree. And finally. Name the name of the very unlikely woman Steve Jobs had a very quiet affair with, dated her for quite a while. Cher, Joan Baez, Michelle Pfeiffer, Sally Fields.
Tina.
Oh, I'll guess Michelle Pfeiffer.
I'm going to go Joan Baez.
Joan Baez.
The most unlikely to me would be Sally.
Answer is, although 15 years older, Bob Dylan's old girlfriend, Joan Baez.
Told you.
Darren, all I would think.
Who got that one, Dan? Do you
I did.
Who? Oh, yeah. We did.
Oh, we both did. That's right. Oh, yeah. That's
you know, if his parents had really wanted to be cruel, Steve Jobs, they could have, you know, messed with his first name.
Huh.
And that's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
Yeah. You know where I was headed.
Ram?
Bob.
Bob Jobs? No. not what I was thinking, exactly.
Okay.
Now, you know, Bo is a name like Bo Bridges, Bo Jobs.
Yeah.
You could name a guy Bo Jobs. That would be, acceptable. Close, but not, anything.
They were Star Wars fans and fans of Han Solo.
Hans Jobs.
Han Solo jobs.
Han Solo jobs.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Tina's getting worked up over there.
Here's the good news, folks. This show is just about over. We're going to talk to you about your $25,000 or more, what to do with it. You can send it here to this actual show and give it to us. Well, you could.
Yeah.
There's no law against that. You could write a check and just put to, make it out to Franco Pena. I'll see to it gets divided evenly. You just trust me on that. Or you can get a hold of Mark and Jason. If you already have a financial advisor, why would you not want to talk to them anyway? Sometimes a second opinion is a really good idea. This is your life savings. This is your money. This is the money that you want to become more money to carry you through, not just retirement. Everybody thinks of retirement. There are some things that pop up before retirement comes around. Unexpected expenses. Maybe all of a sudden you have a kid who says, I think I'd like to be a doctor. Wait a minute, you were going to mow lawns for a living, and now you want to be a doctor? There's an expensive piece of college time. And maybe there's a wedding to pay for. Maybe there's a trip you want to take, an anniversary trip to Europe or Las Vegas. There's a lot of things. The people who are able to do that are usually people who had a plan, a financial plan. So we have two names, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're with Stifel Nicolaus. If you would like to know more or to get in touch with them, here's the website, markandjason.com. I think you're going to like them because they know one very simple but very important fact about what they do, and that is that the better they do for you, the better they do in their business. They want what they do for you to work. MarkandJason.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. They're working with this accident. It's northbound 170, a little bit north of Page. The right lane is blocked. Traffic is back up approaching Ladue now. Southbound 170, that's heavy from Ladue down through Highway 40. Now, if you're traveling westbound 40, getting a little bit better. It's a little slow now approaching Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and then Clarkson to the Iceplex. On eastbound 40, that's slowing 141 up through Mason Road. Southbound 270 looks pretty good. You're just heavy between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, that's still a little bit slow. West of Cave Springs out through T.R. Hughes. And on eastbound 270, that's looking much, much better. Very light between Lindbergh and 170. This traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Get something back from your home with a Fifth Third Equity Flex line at a low rate. Call 1-866-53-LOANS or go to 53.com. The Third Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Welcome to Amis.
Hey gang, JC for Amis Italian Restaurant. Enjoy Amis Express Lunch Buffet. It's just $7.95 and available only at Amis South O'Fallon location. Amis Express Lunch Buffet offers a wide array of Amis made from scratch favorites from 11 to 2 every Monday through Friday at Amis South O'Fallon location only. Try a different Amis favorite every day with their Express Lunch Buffet at Amis South location only. A mile north of Highway 40 on K. AmisPizza.com.
Amis, oh yeah!
Welcome to the Regulation Rodeo, where Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit energyformissourijobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job. Paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
IHOP's Trick or Treat. All-you-can-eat pancakes are back, starting at $4.99. Get stack after stack of those scary delicious buttermilk pancakes every day in October at IHOP.
thank you for joining us. Wasn't this fun, everybody? Let's do this again tomorrow. Till then, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis. McGraw, Corcoran, Franco Pinion, Steve Cochran. Sports Night with Hadley and Marisak. Then, the Nighthawk Flies on the Big 550 at KTRS.